This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, we're going to be having a good show that's going to provide a lot of advice and a lot of some tips and also some information about some free workshops that's going on in the area that can help you as a federal job seeker. Whether you be a federal employee or you're a person who's looking for a federal job, these workshops are free. And this may be a limited time basis, but these workshops are free for people who are looking for federal jobs and want to learn how to write federal resumes and want to learn the whole process. Today, I have in studio with me, I've got two special guests. People who I know and work with on a regular basis, and that's why I wanted to bring them in to the studio. I've got Sandy Smith. She's the director of the BRAC Transition Center. You've heard Sandy on the show before. And I also have Amy Seals. She's a career, is it a career transition specialist? Or
that's correct. Right, career transition specialist.
A career transition specialist. I think, is this the first time, Amy?
That I've been to the studio? Yes.
Yeah, it's the first time for
Thank
Amy.
Thank you.
To come on, and then she's a career transition specialist at the BRAC Transition Center, and they're both working out of Arlington County. And welcome to Fed Access, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, let's talk about this exciting news about these free workshops you got on first, and let's get that out into the atmosphere so people can learn about it, hear about it, and talk to their friends about it or come to these workshops. Mm-hmm. What do you have going on at the BRAC Transition Center? Let them know where you're located as well, but also what are the workshops, who's going to be presenting, and everything else. I know I'm going to be presenting one of them, but you can talk to them about the others who are going to be presenting as well.
Okay, sure. Well, we're located right inside the 1750 Crystal Drive entrance to the shops at Crystal City, and the benchmark to look for is a Morton's restaurant sign outside. We're located right across the hallway from Morton's. And on a monthly basis, we provide workshops provided by national federal employment experts, one of which is Derek Dortch, these workshops really help our clients understand the basics of how to successfully apply for a federal job.
And with all of that, the content is what? I mean, like, you know, I know you got some other people who are national experts as well. I mean, you know, break the workshops down so people can get excited about it.
Okay. Well, we have Catherine Troutman and her daughter Emily come on a regular monthly basis.
And she's the one who wrote all these books.
She's written a lot of books and has a company resume place that helps a lot of people successfully get federal jobs. That workshop, currently we've done a revision to it because we've learned with the new USA Jobs 3.0, there's been some changes. So it's really critical to understand how you need to carefully fill out the resume builder in order to make sure you get maximum consideration. And then she also has a segment on how to design and create a federal resume. And then Derek Dortch,
voila,
who is amazing, does a workshop on how to do a targeted job search in the federal government, how to figure out what you have to bring to the table and which agency is most likely to need your skills. All of our clients have clearances as well. We're working with DOD workers that have been impacted by BRAC primarily. And so Derek really does a whole big picture about the federal government, all the opportunities that are available and how best to target your search.
And with all of that, I mean, in terms of the workshops, what have you found, you know, and your clients? I mean, I know you mentioned, are the workshops now, because I mean, I know the BRAC transition started out for DOD workers, and BRAC is kind of, you know, winding itself down, and there's kind of been a talk of transitioning from the BRAC Transition Center to more of a federal, you know, career center, a federal transition center. Are you opening the workshops up now to, I mean, I know maybe all the services are not necessarily open, but is this more open to the public now?
Right. The center was started 5 years ago to primarily focus on the BRAC impacted DOD contractor and civilian employees, as well as their family members. The BRAC law 2005 BRAC law ended in September, and that was the date all the BRAC transitions were supposed to happen by, but we know that not all have happened. So we're still seeing clients in the center that are BRAC impacted. You know, once a client, always a client of the BRAC Center. We don't turn anybody away. So we've had clients that maybe followed their job to the new location reluctantly, but now they've got, you know, a 2-hour commute each way.
Sure.
It's really stressful for them and their family. So they're looking for other opportunities.
Especially if someone owned a home in the area,
right,
or something like that, or had,
right,
their kids,
yeah, BRAC,
in a certain school.
Yeah, BRAC really happens to the whole family. So we've tried to develop a services model that addresses all those needs to help people adjust to the transition, but also find an opportunity in the federal government that's going to be a good match for them and their skills and experience and accomplishments.
What about for the regular federal worker? They're hearing this and saying, you know what, I would love to get a free workshop. I mean, is it kind of on a limited basis if the numbers are there?
Our priority is BRAC-impacted workers.
Sure.
So we're never going to deny a seat for a BRAC-impacted worker,
gotcha,
for somebody else. But, you know, we also, if we have a vacant seat, we're more than willing to let other people come and,
sure,
and take advantage of,
sure,
that.
And mm-hmm, the BRAC-impacted agencies, maybe just kind of reminding people, I mean, it was a large number, and usually they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is that if you were a person impacted by BRAC, and maybe the commute, maybe following your agency in the area or whatever the case is,
mm-hmm,
didn't it really work out for you? You know,
right,
or, you know, following that job or that new job in that agency didn't really work out for you.
Right.
Then they can still access these services.
Exactly. And we're really about helping the individual make the best next step in their career,
sure,
transition for them. We know there's going to be a lot of churning in the federal workforce half of
it. Some of this was emergency. I mean, this was,
right,
like kind of like you were placed in another job,
mm-hmm,
or whoever the case is. So you may not have found really the right fit for you.
Right. And whatever your scenario is, you know, if there's really opportunity, that's one of our messages. You know, half of the federal workforce is eligible to retire. There's going to be a lot of openings, a lot of opportunities. We're in the strongest, thank goodness, you know, job market in the country. So, you know, we really urge our clients to stop and really take stock of what they have to bring to the table to a potential employer, but also try to target a place in the federal government that's going to be the best match and the most, you know, the most fulfilling career choice for them.
Sure, sure, sure. So these workshops, are they happening, what, every month? I mean, how can people find more information about the workshops?
Can go
and where
on
can
our,
they sign up at?
Our website, BRACArlingtonVA.us.
And then phone number? Or do you want to call? You say, hey, don't. just
well,
go on the website.
Call, absolutely. They can go directly to the website, mm-hmm, and register online.
Okay.
Because of firewalls and some of the,
sure,
agencies, they can also call our main number, 703-418-1130, and we'll be able
to assist them
and get them more information about the workshops,
sure,
or any services. We're still taking one-on-one appointments,
okay,
mm-hmm, to meet with them, to be able to address what are the needs, their interests,
sure,
and see how we'll be able to better assist them with the career transitions.
So let's talk about the services. So BRAC-impacted people,
mm-hmm,
a person who has had that, or their family member, whoever the case is. And this is not open, you know, just for the BRAC-impacted worker, but it's, mm-hmm, also open for their spouse,
dependents,
right? Dependent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if the child is what, somebody like 18, or,
and it's still at home,
and still at home and
right,
living with them,
supported,
exactly,
by the parent,
right? Which is the case, mm-hmm, a lot of
which
times.
Which is happening to a lot of kids,
yeah,
even kids that have completed college. You know,
right,
it's
right,
a tight, can be a tight job market depending where you're targeting, what you have to market. So,
sure,
we've worked with several entire families,
and that's good to know, because a lot of times, I mean, you know, career counseling not necessarily cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, to get a service that's still out there for free, and if you're BRAC impacted, you want to kind of take advantage of that. And so the services, Amy, you were talking about, it's still career counseling, kind of one-on-one sessions.
And I want to add also that not only to the federal workers, but we also are providing the services to the defense contractors,
okay,
that,
mm-hmm,
are supporting the BRAC impacted agencies.
Okay.
So they're impacted as well. So we're helping, we're basically assisting them with the best practices in developing a competitive resume, federal resume, with the interviewing skills. We have Alan DeBach also, that he provides one of,
sure,
our workshops, networking and interviewing skills. So basically, we try to have the whole package for these workers. A lot of these services are pretty much new to everybody. The impact has made I mean, the BRAC had made major impact to these workers because they've been 15, 20 years working in the same area.
Sure.
They haven't had to go through an application process, interviewing or so. So everything is new to them. So we're there to provide them the support they need and coach them through the whole process until they find those jobs.
Right, right, right. You know, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, since I've got you two here, what I like to do is start tapping your brains. And,
okay.
And you have been working with kind of BRAC-impacted people, and, you know, people who are federal workers and making the transitions. I know you've had a lot of success stories. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is tap your brains in terms of getting some advice and guidance that people can listen to and start maybe implementing in their own kind of maybe federal career search and in order for them to have a successful one. So I will be doing that when we come back. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. George. I'm talking to two special people from the BRAC Transition Center, Sandy Smith, she's a director, and Amy Seals, she's a career transition specialist. We'll be right back after this break.
Please join the American Federation of Government Employees for its series Inside Government, brought to you in part by Purchasing Power and MetLife. The weekly program gives you the real story on what's happening inside federal agencies and the rights of federal employees. Hear the latest from the nation's top lawmakers, celebrities, journalists, union leaders, and federal workers. Don't miss AFGE's Inside Government, Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon family groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON.
Disabled American Veterans is dedicated to one single purpose: building better lives for America's disabled veterans. May 18th through the 20th, in the company of the vintage B-25 Mitchell Bomber, DAV brings its message of support for veterans to the Joint Base Andrews Air Show. In its modern-day mission with DAV, the B-25 serves as a reminder of the sacrifices veterans make for freedom. Meet the DAV flight team with the B-25 at the Joint Base Andrews Air Show.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple: to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today. Or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
At Kaiser Permanente, we carefully select our doctors so you can carefully select your doctors. Our hiring process is so selective, only 1 in 10 doctors who apply make the cut. Yes, we're uber picky. Probably have a little perfectionism complex in there, but by putting our doctors under the microscope, we've discovered some of the greatest medical minds in their fields, and that's led to an even greater medical breakthrough. Drumroll, please. Award-winning care. We've received many of the highest possible rankings in member satisfaction, patient safety, overall quality of care, and more. But we're not the only ones reaping the rewards. Because we carefully select our doctors, you have great doctors to choose from. And with all those great doctors, you think it'd be easy. But try choosing just one for your primary care doctor. We'll let you create your own highly selective process for that. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we're here to help you thrive. Visit us at kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
I need some answers. September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's
going on? June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Federal News Radio United Way Community Spotlight for April is Montgomery Hospice. For more than 30 years, Montgomery Hospice has provided expert end-of-life medical care for residents of Montgomery County who are living with an advanced illness. Patients receive care in their own homes from compassionate professionals who provide dignity and peace. The patients' families receive support as well. For more information, visit federalnewsradio.com. The Federal News Radio charities are fed by Papa John's.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been having an interesting show about the BRAC Transition Center. Still out there. BRAC, as everybody know, was going on, I think, was it 2005 mm-hmm. up until 2012, mm-hmm. right? I mean, or 2011 or
2011, September was okay, when, September. According to the law, the activities were supposed to have been completed.
Right. Okay. And so, but the BRAC Transition Center is still out here helping mm-hmm. people. And I have with me the director of the BRAC Transition Center, Sandy Smith, and a career transition specialist, Amy Seals. They're here to kind of talk about how to help not only just BRAC Transition Center workers, but they're about to give some advice that's going to be helpful for everybody. If you're a federal worker, if you're a federal job seeker, because they have been dealing with this process of helping people develop resumes, giving them the right advice about networking or interviewing and everything else that has really helped some of these people succeed. Talk to me about, you know, we got USA Jobs 3.0. that's his own story right there. But, you know, if you had to have maybe top three advice that you would maybe give to a federal job seeker right now in order to help them be successful, what would you probably say? Each one of you. Sandy?
Well, my absolute first piece of advice would be to take some time and think about the accomplishments that you have had in every job that you've done. The challenge with that is a lot of people don't document their accomplishments. A lot of our clients just say, ma'am, I was just doing my job. But, you know, they really were on some days doing much more than their job. But in today's job market, it's just not sufficient enough to say, here's what I did and here's how long I did it for. You also have to be able to provide evidence of how well I did it. And that kind of evidence is what's going to separate you out from the hundreds of other people that are applying for the same position.
So what you're saying is that a lot of people have success stories or accomplishments. Mm-hmm. One, they never wrote it down. Mm-hmm. Two, like you said, they are so humble that they just kind of think that this is just the everyday thing, you right. know, at my job. Mm-hmm. And they don't even think about that I was on the phone to somebody in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. you know, helping that person out. That's like, it's just my job, like right. you said. And so when it comes down to putting it on the resume, you don't really get to see all the great work they've done. Is that what mm-hmm. you're saying?
Yeah, and a lot of times they may have recognitions or awards, but it's tacked on the very back of a resume. And an HR person screening that resume has no information about what that award is connected to or that recognition is connected to. And it's probably connected to work that was above and beyond. But you have to be able to tell that story in a manner so that the HR person screening your resume is going to understand, you know, what your accomplishments were, and also understand how the fact that you exhibited those kinds of accomplishments in a job similar to what you're applying for with us means that you also are going to bring that problem solving, that creativity, that innovativeness to the position that they have open. Therefore, you would be considered the most highly qualified candidate. But you got to document that story, because they don't, you know, HR person looking at a resume, you're just words on the paper to them, and
sure.
they don't know you. They may not be a technical expert in your field. So it's really important to be able to articulate that story.
And is the reason that a lot of people will say, and I hear this all the time, and Amy chime in on this, that they've applied, they're hitting the qualified list, but I'm not mm-hmm. getting put into selecting, you know, I'm not, you know, being sent up to selecting official
referred.
Or mm-hmm. referred or mm-hmm. anything like that. Is a lot of times what's missing those success stories? I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yes, we consider that as the accomplishment or success stories are the ones that are missing. And sometimes they embed them within part of the duties. One of the things also that we highly recommend is not only writing your resume, describing your duties, but write the resume for the job that you want. Mm-hmm. So really list, please focus on what are the duties, the qualifications, specialized experience that you see listed on the USA job announcements or any job announcement that you're trying to apply for, and list your relevant experience. If you are just going to dot down only the duties, everything that you do on a day-to-day basis, but you're not going to basically bring out or basically point out all your relevant experience, you're not going to be referred. Or
sure.
maybe you'll be referred because you score yourself high on these qualifications right. or these assessments. But when they look at the resume, you're really not mentioning what are your qualifications.
Right.
So it's duplication of information, but it's a must that they kind of mirror the assessment and your resume. Mm-hmm. Be mirroring the same information and it's only relevant experience.
Sure.
So great points. And I was just going to add, make sure, think about who your audience is. You know, that HR, I have such respect for HR people after doing this for 5 years.
And a lot of people getting mad at HR people saying,
they have an amazing responsibility. Sure. I mean, when you're getting hundreds and hundreds of application packages for one opening, which is what happens typically in the federal government, you're just overwhelmed. I mean, think about who your audience is. Make your resume as user-friendly for that individual as possible. You know, the name of the game is get the interview. When you get the interview, you can bring in the 30-page resume that goes on for days or whatever else you need to bring to separate yourself out from the competition. But in the application process, it's key that you be strategic and think about who your audience is, what do they need what information they need, and how can I make it so that they can pull out what they need as quickly as possible and move my application through a process.
So when a person's on USA Jobs, you know, the 3.0 version, they pull up a job announcement, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, what are you recommending? Because a lot of times people are, you know, they read through this thing and I see a lot of people who are just targeting things that they're probably not qualified for mm-hmm. or that they, you know, maybe should have thought twice about or whatever. I mean, how do you go through a process and help when you're working with the client? How do you teach mm-hmm. them to really evaluate that job announcement? What should they be looking for in that job announcement to really say, I'm qualified and I should apply, or I need to just go and let this one go?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two quick tests.
So much knowledge in here. Right.
But there's two quick tests. And when we work with our clients, we help them, we coach them through, you know, creating an application package. But before we will even do that with them, we tell them it's got to be a job that you're both interested in and qualified for. And there's two quick tests for that. Number one, you absolutely positively must have 100% of what's listed in specialized experience.
Okay.
That's a deal breaker. If you don't have that.
And break the specialized experience down. So when mm-hmm. on a job announcement, will, mm-hmm. will that kind of be a section that people see, usually the specialized experience?
Typically, yeah, it'll be in the qualification requirements. Mm-hmm. Typically, it can be all over, but it, you know, that's usually where you'll find it. But it's usually a statement that says, you know, the qualified candidate for this position must have at least 52 weeks of specialized experience. And then there'll be a colon.
Right.
Whatever comes after that colon, you absolutely positively must have 100%
of
that.
Okay. And that's mm-hmm. and that's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
Do you see a lot of people still, you know, still applying? I mean, is that kind of one of those things that people are like, you know what, I'll just kind of go through.
And they do. Just apply. We have a lot of people that are just desperate mm-hmm. in applying for jobs and they want to compete for these jobs, but they will not make the cut.
Right.
Because they won't be referred because they're not working the way they're supposed to work on their resume. Another thing that they should take into account is looking at those assessments mm-hmm. to see how high they can rank themselves.
Okay.
Once they take this test, and normally this from A to E. E is the highest. So normally we tell them, rank yourself at, like, if you're looking at a scale from 1 to 5, mm-hmm. how many fives you have
these
there.
These are the preview questions that you're kind of talking about. So you got to go a little bit beyond the first page and maybe dig in there a little bit more.
Exactly. You have to look for that link.
Sure.
If there are questions there, try to answer them. Then look at your resume and see if you're addressing these questions also.
Okay.
Pull out the keywords. I normally say dissect. Go through that job announcement line by line. Just don't scan through that announcement. Go line by line. Identify what are the keywords. What are the keywords? Sometimes you see them 2 or 3 times through the announcement. The duties, the qualifications, specialized experience, again, on the assessment. So you know that if you're looking for a program analyst position and they're looking for a person that can review, evaluate, analyze documentations, whatever it is, if it's in the IT field, if it's in the Navy field, whatever it is, you need to have that specialized experience and you need to address that on your resume.
Got two experts in the studio with me, Sandy Smith, she's the director of the BRAC Transition Center, and Amy Seal, she's a career transition specialist. We're going to be tapping their minds a little bit more because they've got so much information to give. But the key things that we should take out of this is that look at the keywords, look at those preview questions, look at that specialized experience section, mm-hmm. make sure you're qualified off of that specialized experience. And if you're not, you probably should go ahead and just skip that, get that one, and maybe look for another job that you're a lot more qualified for, and then keep on going, and then targeting your resume. We're going to talk about these things a little bit more, maybe talk about some interviewing, talk about how to prepare yourself, talk about how to look at that USA Jobs. And since there has been some changes, talk about how to really build your resume the right way for USA Jobs 3.0 and maybe for other agencies as well. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch. We'll be right back after this break talking to the experts from the BRAC Transition Center on how to get a federal job.
Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, your source for federal news now.
Hey, man, what's that?
It's my new Pioneer DEH-44 HD radio car receiver that I just got from Walmart for $120.
HD radio? What's that?
It's your extra local HD to HD3 FM stations, but you need an HD radio receiver.
So I just need to buy an HD radio receiver?
Yeah, just visit HDradio.com for all the info. Then go to Walmart to buy your Pioneer DEH-44 HD radio receiver for only $120.
Okay, HDradio.com, then to Walmart.
HD radio, more radio, more value.
I'm Beyonce with an important message about hunger in America. Did you know 1 in 8 people struggle with hunger? Over 12 million children live in homes where there isn't always enough food. Food banks are experiencing more demand than ever. Show Your Helping Hand is a nationwide campaign with the goal of helping Feeding America deliver millions of meals to local food banks. Please join me in showing a helping hand to fight hunger. More information is available at showyourhelpinghand.com.
When lives are at stake, you need technology you can count on. FLIR Systems' legacy of life-saving thermal imaging sensors continues through their offering of full-spectrum chemical, biological, radiation, and explosive threat detection systems and beyond-the-fence perimeter security solutions. Visit FLIR.com to learn more. FLIR Systems, because it's not just your job, it's your life.
This is Lisa Millman from AFMA. For over 133 years, we've proudly served the U.S. Armed Forces community with low-cost life insurance and unique survivor assistance services. We always focus on our members' best interests. That means offering the best prices on life insurance for all military personnel and policies with no war or aviation clauses. Get a free life insurance quote today at AFMA.com. That's AAFMAA.com.
This is NIH Health Matters. I'm Joe Belinfi. An NIH study has found a safe and effective way for paramedics to treat prolonged seizures.
It's been known for a long time that midazolam is effective at controlling seizures. It's easier to give. So people in emergency setting have been using midazolam.
Dr. Walter Koroshetz at the NIH says paramedics have been administering midazolam with an auto-injector, much like the EpiPen used to treat serious allergic reactions.
The problem was there was no evidence before to indicate that the dose was right, that it was equivalent to what had previously been defined as the standard of care, which was the lorazepam dose.
For study details, visit www.ninds.nih.gov. Health Matters is produced by the NIH, part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Concerned about your health? Then be sure to catch the groundbreaking radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero as they bring you the latest news about traditional and alternative medicine, dietary supplements, nutrition, and healthy living. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Visit myvillagegreen.com, listen to past shows, and discover other healthy living resources.
Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Enzymatic Therapy and Nordic Naturals.
Those golf balls you slice into the water could stay there for hundreds of years, but a new ball made from an unlikely source could make your game greener. Most lobster shells get tossed in landfills, but David Nevant, an engineering professor at the University of Maine, found a way of getting them back in the water. Put them in golf balls.
The approach we took was to take the lobster shell and to grind it up into a powder and then bind that powder together with a biodegradable polymer and use that in the core.
That's coated with another eco-friendly material. Nevant says it's indistinguishable from a traditional ball and could be used, for example, on cruise ship driving ranges.
In a period of a week or 2 weeks or so, the entire ball breaks down and releases the lobster shell back into the ocean.
With some tweaking of the lobster core formula, Nevant thinks the ball's performance can be golfed golf course ready, and then maybe you won't be quite as steamed when your ball strays into the water. More at nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we are getting some real good information about really the federal job search, how to get a federal job, how to really create a successful federal resume, and maybe even the KSAs, because they haven't gone away, you know, how to do all these things. And we're talking to the experts from the BRAC Transition Center. For BRAC-impacted employees, you can still go in and get services from the BRAC Transition Center for free. If you're a BRAC-impacted employee, if you're a defense contractor who is BRAC-impacted, if you're a family member of a BRAC-impacted person, so if you're a spouse or you're a dependent, you can still walk in there and get any of these services for free. Whether you need some just pure career counseling, you need some transition services, maybe you got BRAC somewhere and you don't like where you were BRAC to, these services are still available. Limited time basis, but free workshops, free services, free assistance are all in the BRAC Transition Center in Arlington, Virginia. And we'll get the information out where to find in a few minutes. I have with me Sandy Smith. She's the director. And Amy Seals, she's a career transition specialist. You know, Sandy, Amy, we were talking about, you know, the initial, about evaluating that initial piece on when you look at that job announcement. And you kind of really talked about looking at the qualifications and and evaluating the qualifications, looking at specialized experience, and then also looking at those preview questions and making sure you can answer them. Once you get past that moment and you do say, you know what, I'm qualified. Okay, I've looked at everything. I'm good to go. What is your advice to a client then at that point where, you know, now they've brought that announcement to you that they feel really, really good about? What's next?
Next step would be going into USA Jobs and start going through the full application. If you have not updated your USA job account, I highly recommend going back in and checking things that you have selected, like demographics, areas that you want to apply. Even if you're looking for a regular full-time federal job, I would select everything because you don't want to basically be disqualified because you didn't put that you want a temp position. Maybe it's a temp to hire. Maybe it's a long-term position, temporary position for 18 months or more. So that would not disqualify you. So
people
you
have to go to. They take for granted this area. They don't even really think
about it. Exactly, because they think that, okay, I just want to have DC area, but how about if you find a job that is Virginia, but you only selected DC metro area. Now you're looking at Virginia and you haven't selected Virginia as one of the cities or places that you would like to find a job.
And you never know what an HR person is looking at.
Exactly. So the system will automatically push you out. Right. So remember, it's a big pool of applicants. They needed to narrow it down. So all these small areas, you really need to go in and check how you basically selected these selections on USA Jobs. Once you're in USA Jobs and you're ready to apply for jobs, use the resume builder. Do not upload. You can upload and have it in the system saved, but it's not viewable by all federal agencies. So you want to make the best out of your time and also your chances, basically, to apply for jobs. So basically, go through the whole resume builder, copy and paste your resume from a Word document into each section of the resume builder in USA Jobs.
So a lot of people are thinking, I spent a lot of time working on my resume, and then they do see where you can upload, you know, something maybe in USA Jobs. But what you're saying is that you really need to go through the whole thing and then really, you know, work on that resume builder section. And would you recommend, cause a lot of times in those areas, it has so many characters. I think like, 5,000 characters?
Now it went up, which is great. It increased to 5,000.
Do you suggest somebody takes advantage of that room?
Take advantage of that room because now, like, they're getting away from the KSAs. In many cases, they're not requesting a separate document for the KSA. So you have to embed those questions, those answers in your resume. So you have 2,000 more characters. If you go over your 5,000 characters, you feel that you don't have enough space, you have the section in USA Jobs that says...
I think section number 3, additional information.
Information. Mm-hmm. Use that maybe to address your KSAs or your responses for your summary of qualifications, any awards, any significant projects that you had completed at your job that is relevant. Remember, like I mentioned earlier, relevant information.
Right. And make sure when you save your jobs, save your resumes in USA Jobs, you can save up to five, that you give them a functional title. If you're applying for a management analyst, make sure you title it management analyst. Because if you denote your resume to be searchable by HR recruiters throughout the federal government, if you don't have a functional title in there, they're not going to know what your resume is. So that's critical.
You know, people will wonder, if I make it searchable, is that something, you know, do HR managers, from what you hear, I mean, and talking to HR managers, which I know you have, do you find that some HR managers will go into the system and maybe search for somebody
sometimes? Oh, yeah, definitely. Particularly if you have a unique skill set that is not pervasive everywhere. They need to find you, but they're not going to find you unless you correctly title and save your resume. And also, back up everything. Make sure you have copies of everything you save in USA Jobs, because they're still having some challenges with the new version.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you've got copies of everything that you put in there. Also, if you run into a challenge with technical issues, make sure you contact that HR recruiter who's tasked with that recruitment and let him or her know what kind of technical issues you're having. Because I've had many clients that the HR person will just say, just go ahead and fax me your package, because we're experiencing some temporary technical issues with the builder. So
a lot of people, and I've talked to different people in on the show and other places, they seem gun shy of calling the HR manager, that contact information on there. They kind of think it's not going to result in anything. It's not going to be helpful.
I disagree.
Anything else. I mean, what have you found?
A lot of different kinds of experiences. I've had clients that knew they were 100% matched, did not get that rating, were not referred, and called and talked to the HR person, and they're overwhelmed. I mean, they really do have a massive job to do, and they're not going to catch everything. I've had clients where the HR person told them, you're right, I didn't see that. What you're talking about in your resume, you are a very qualified candidate. I am going to refer you. So, be confident about what you bring to the table to market to an employer, but also stand up for yourself in terms of, making sure you make the most out of this system. And more agencies have gone to USA Jobs now. The Army's come in, the Navy. So it's, and there's an effort to try to centralize or make that consistent. So it's going to be up to everybody's part to really help this process work.
I find that a lot of people in the government, especially, and people who are even applying for government jobs, a lot of times they've had, multiple lives in their careers. Mm-hmm. One time they were being a project manager. One time they were, doing this. They were more consulting. One time they were doing this, that, and the other. I mean, do you recommend, especially since USA Jobs has kind of five different resumes, when you're talking to somebody, I think you mentioned this, Amy, about kind of targeting, about kind of building a resume and with relevant experience. Do you recommend that a person has several different resumes that will come out and bring out that real relevant experience rather than just a general resume? That where they're trying to just put in everything.
No, absolutely. And thank you for bringing that up to a point. Yes, you have an opportunity to have five resumes. So, and then you could have them five customized resumes for the different areas, the different hats that you have wore within your career. So you will have five opportunities to apply. And as you go through job announcements and you identify maybe keywords or other areas that maybe you have not listed on your resume, let's say for the program analyst, just try to brush up that and bring it up to date. If you were a budget analyst and you work in that field, you want to update it and have them separate with basically different titles. So like that'll be easier if you have it searchable, the HR person can see it. And also it's easier for you when you're applying for jobs because you are basically utilizing all your work experience in different areas. And it is a lot of work. But it gives you a better chance. That's why you have the opportunity of having five resumes there.
So with all of that, and a lot of people ask a question, how far do I go back? Because, one person may have been in the military. They may have done this, that, and the other. And so that maybe marketing expertise was 5 years ago. Or that, there's different kind of timetables where certain expertise may come out.
Right.
I mean, what do you recommend in terms of a person's professional career, especially with USA Jobs? And I think it allows you to put in as many jobs as you want to. What is helpful for somebody?
Well, it all comes back to analyzing the job announcement.
Okay.
That really should be your map in terms of how you're going to customize your resume. Because what you want to do is highlight the relevant experience that that particular employer, that employer is looking for. When you're job hunting, it's all about the employer's needs. And it's about what do I bring to the table and how can I best demonstrate that match? So,
go ahead.
Yeah, we're looking at The HR really looks at the most recent 5 years,
okay.
5, 10, 15, if it's not technical or so, 15 years. But then you really have to beef up. You really have to make yourself very qualified for that position if you're going beyond your 10 years.
Sure. And show so how you stayed current in that field.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And maybe you're doing some relevant job that of something that you did 12, 15 years ago, but it's not enough. So you really want to highlight that job back then in the early, in the late 90s or so.
Sure. Or they may have taken a certificate class or some kind of training or something like that that may be helpful for them in terms of saying, I did stay current. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Yes. Something else that I want to bring up, and it's to the veterans.
Okay.
Please use your points. Mm-hmm. You know, if you qualify for your 5 points or you have service-connected disability, use those 10 points to make you also more qualified because you go top to the top of the list. So please, veterans out there, BRAC-impacted or not BRAC-impacted, those that are coming home, use your points, use the experience that you have, and try to use your transferable skills from the military into the civilian world.
We're talking to two of the experts, the career experts from the BRAC Transition Center, the director, Sandy Smith, and Amy Seal. She's a career transition specialist at the BRAC Transition Center. We're going to get their information one more time as we go into the last segment. They've got some free workshops. They've got free services. If you're BRAC impacted, if you got anything, if you're related, you know, a spouse of a BRAC impacted employee, if you're a defense contractor who is BRAC impacted, or if you're a dependent, if you're 18 years old, you're still living at home, and your mother or father was BRAC impacted, you were eligible to take these services and use them, and they're still here for a limited time, so you want to utilize them while they can, and these are all free services. We'll be right back after this break. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
What is the power of ingenuity? It's helping save lives and property with accurate weather tracking and prediction. It's generating geospatial images for military and commercial customers. It's getting information in the hands of people who need it around the world as fast as possible. And it all comes from ITT Excellus, the nation's trusted remote sensing leader for half a century. Visit exelisinc.com. That's exelisinc.com. Excellus, the power of ingenuity.
Inova Fairfax Hospital for Children is Northern Virginia's only children's hospital, providing extra special care for our region's littlest patients. Each day, they help premature babies thrive, cure the tiniest of hearts, and beat childhood cancers. Help Inova heal our region's children. Join the Inova Fairfax Hospital for Children at the Star Kid 8K on April 22nd. Proceeds support Inova's pediatric heart programs. To learn more and register, go to inova.org/8K.
More than 60% of the world's air traffic is guided by Lockheed Martin systems. To streamline air traffic control, reduce delays, and increase safety, Lockheed Martin has created a world-class data communications team. Our team is comprised of leading experts in air traffic management, telecommunications, and air-to-ground interoperability. Working in harmony with the FAA, we are the right team to orchestrate a symphony of flights from beginning to end. For more information, go to lockheedmartin.com/datacom.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7222.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
Well, job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview, and I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know? The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the D.C. National Guard, aired by the Maryland, D.C. Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max out your privacy settings on social networks. Restrict as much as you can what people can see of you. Close all your old accounts. Chances are it's got an email that you've reused. They could guess the maiden name of your mother or your first pet or something.
Yeah.
A lot of the celebrities whose email accounts were hacked, their challenge question was something that you could look up on the internet.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly 1 in 3 children in America are overweight or obese. Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov, brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
How do law enforcement agencies find the witness in the crowd, foil threats to national security, and promote safety? Join senior leaders from DHS, DOJ, the FBI, CBP, and DOI at AFSEA Bethesda's Law Enforcement IT Day, April 18th at the Bethesda North Marriott, as they discuss how technology will advance the mission. AFSEA Bethesda thanks premier sponsors Accenture, CSC, DRC, General Dynamics, InfoZen, L3 Stratus, Lockheed Martin, and SAIC. Register at afseabethesda.org/LEIT Day.
I'm on a mission to spread the word about COPD through music. COPD stands for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My grandfather suffered from symptoms of it, and COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. I'm Billy Ray Cyrus, and I drive for COPD. Looks like people are starting to get the message. Anyone age 35 and older who has smoked as little as 100 cigarettes could be at risk. Visit driveforcopd.com today and talk to your doctor.
Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. Hear from the top of the food chain on how your agency is using technology today. Tech Tuesday, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been talking about really some tips on how to get a federal job. And we've been talking to the experts from the Brack Transition Center, the director, Sandy Smith. She's sitting right over here across from me, and the career transition specialist, Amy Seals. They're both from the Brack Transition Center in Arlington, Virginia. They've got some free services. If you're still a Brack impacted employee, then you can still tap into free services, free workshops, free career counseling, free help on your resume, and other things like that. Give them the address, Sandy, of where they can find you, the information, where they can find you, the phone number, where they can call about these services.
Sure. The Brack Transition Center is located in Crystal City, Virginia. We're right inside the 1750 Crystal Drive entrance to the shops at Crystal City, right across the hallway from Morton's Restaurant. You'll see their sign outside. We're also next door to the post office. Our website is brackarlingtonva.us. You can find out all about our services on that website and learn more about us and our qualifications, as well as register for workshops and other events that we offer. Our main telephone number is 703-418-1130.
But don't give your cell number. Give your office number. Yeah, think about it for a second. With all of that, we were kind of talking about, you know, networking and interviewing.
Mm-hmm.
What tips do you have? I mean, what are you finding with especially a lot of federal workers or people who've been in this industry for a while? What are some of the interview nightmares you're seeing? And what are some of the interview tips that you would recommend, especially for someone who has not interviewed in a long time?
Well, after the accomplishment challenge, which is the number one thing that we work with our workers, that we find they have a lack of comfort in terms of talking about accomplishments. I'd say the number two area is not working your network. Any job seeker anywhere needs two resumes, a networking resume and customized resumes for jobs that that are open, that you're actively applying for. And you also need a networking list. Start making a list of everybody that you've worked with. You know, start with the last 5 years, but even somebody that maybe has retired, they still have a network. You know, we have clients every day that give us examples of, oh, you know, I worked for this 4-star and he started calling people. The next thing you know, doors started opening. People don't think you can use networking in the federal government, but you can, you know, and it's a great way to kind of get ahead of the pack, you know, to be strategic and not just be a passive job seeker, just responding to open ads.
And you made a good point, because people are usually working for some high level people, but people seem to be real afraid or They don't want to seem like I'm asking for
right.
something. You know what I mean?
Which is kind of interesting, because when clients tell me that, I look at their incredible resumes and all their incredible accomplishments, and I think, are you kidding? It's not asking for help. Probably True. That person that you worked with maybe on a project 5, 2, or 3 years ago, as soon as they get off the phone and know that you're actively hunting and remember you and what you brought to the table, they go running into their managers going, oh my God, we can get this person. You know, they're exactly who we need to fill out this team to get this project going or to achieve the objectives of this project. It's not asking for help. You know, you bring a lot to the table, but you got to get out there and let your network know, hey, I've been BRAC impacted or I was laid off, whatever happened. Here's what's going on. Can I send you a networking resume? Do you mind keeping an eye and ear out for me about any opportunities that might be a good match? In the private sector, a lot of times working your network can actually result in jobs where you create your own jobs, because you go in, you start doing some informational interviews, and suddenly decision makers understand what you bring, and oh yeah, this is what we need to complete this project or this task that we're working on. I've had that happen twice to me in the private sector, creating job opportunities for myself just by networking.
By networking and talking to different people.
Yeah, if you see it not like you're asking for something, but that you're going to contribute, because just talking to the person, you identified that there were some needs at that agency and you could be a key contributor to fix that whatever issue it is, or work in that team. It's not asking. You're going to be a key asset to that organization.
Right, right.
So if you look at it that way, maybe you'll feel a little better to ask, or just, you know, tell them that you're just taking the opportunity, you know, of the BRAC action to explore other options.
Sure.
And you learn about that agency and you would love to be a contributor to address their needs.
And let me just do a shout out for the power of informational interview. I've been working in workforce development for 37 years now, and I have never turned down a request for an informational interview, because I'm so impressed when it happens. You know, to me, that says, as an employer, this is somebody that's really done their research, that has a level of confidence about their abilities and is really trying to see, you know, what's out there. And even if I don't have an opening, when I do have an opening, I'm definitely not going to forget that person. So it's about being strategic and separating yourself out from the competition.
Break that concept down, because I think people hear informational interview, but they don't really understand what that is. What's an informational interview?
Well, in the federal sector, it would really start as a job seeker with doing a lot of research, doing your homework, figuring out, okay, here's an agency or a department that is working on this specific project or this specific legislative initiative. I bet I have some skill sets that could help them achieve those goals. Let me figure out let me see if I can find a staff directory on the web where I can figure out who is the decision maker. And you just reach out to that person, send them an email. You know, I understand you're working on the XYZ project. I'm currently looking for some opportunity for employment. Here's my resume. Here's what I bring to the table. If you have a chance, I'd love to come in and talk to you about your needs and, you know, my ideas for helping you achieve your needs.
Right. With interview tips, what's maybe the top thing that you would tell people in terms of interviewing, especially someone who's been out the game for a long time? What would you suggest?
Number one, do your homework. You want to get as much information about the needs of that hiring official as possible. What is he or she trying to accomplish with this hire? You know, what happened? Was there somebody in the position before? What happened? Is there a legislative initiative in that this department's got to meet some objective in 6 months that's critical? But when I'm job seeking, I want to get inside the head of that hiring official and let him or her know, I've done my research, I understand what your needs are, and here's the relevant skills, experience, and accomplishments that I bring to the table that can demonstrate how I can immediately meet your needs.
Also, is the culture of the agency. You might be transitioning from Army to Navy, so the culture, language, everything could be very different.
Right.
And also the mission of that organization. Does that, you know, can you feel that you can achieve? Do you feel that you can achieve the mission of that agency also? Is it a good match for you?
Good advice. We have to end it on that note. Good advice from the BRAC Transition Center, two of the experts, the director of the BRAC Transition Center, Sandy Smith, and then also sitting next to her is Amy Seal. She's a career transition specialist. We have been talking about what they provide in terms of services. A lot of the services are free. Well, all the services are free for BRAC impacted workers. If you're a defense contractor who is BRAC impacted, or you're a federal employee who's BRAC impacted, even also maybe military, if you were also BRAC impacted, if you're military as well, and also their spouses and also dependents. These services are still going on. They're still doing free workshops. They're still giving free career counseling, free resume advice, free everything. Call them. Check them out. The number is 703-418-1130. Thank you for listening to Fed Access. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.